I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
Yeah, that's it. Ricky Martin faced 50 years in prison, but I think it's been dropped, right?
I saw that his nephew...
He was having sex with his nephew.
What?
Well, that was the claim.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't want to say that he did it, because apparently he didn't get in trouble.
Anyway,
it's the Church of Laszlo. I'm Laszlo. It's Slim Fat, Snow Cone, and Julia. And you caught us while we were just, you know, talking about stuff going on.
Yeah, Ricky
before
Martin.
Before Snow Cone just turned on the microphones.
It says...
Did you hear about Ricky Martin, Julia?
I keep seeing the headlines, but I didn't dive in.
I'm the same way. I saw something about an accusation. I didn't see that it was his nephew.
And then I saw sex with nephew. And
you're like, I'm all in.
Well,
let's see what this is about. So that was a week ago. TMZ reported that Ricky Martin faced 50 years in prison after incest and domestic violence claims were made against him. On July 1st, the 50-year-old star was served a temporary restraining order from a person who Martin allegedly dated for 7 months, but the identity remained anonymous. A Puerto Rican news website reported the parties were related for 7 months. They separated 2 months ago, but Ricky does not accept the separation. Related? Ricky calls him frequently. In addition, the petitioner has seen him hanging around his residence on at least 3 occasions. The petitioner fears for his safety, the report went on.
Martin, this has been dismissed, right?
Yeah, so what did he just say? Because I saw, like, how do you make accusation like that and then say, you know what? I changed my mind. Is he saying, like, it didn't happen at all? Is that?
I don't know.
Well, I just saw a thing that said that he recanted or something. But now what I was just reading to you was like the update from BuzzFeed and like everything you need to know. So it's giving me the old information,
the
stuff
old
that you already
information.
Knew. So because I wanted to know, is it a blood relative? You don't get in trouble for dating your nephew if he's by marriage, right?
I wouldn't think so.
That doesn't matter, does it? Okay, it says...
I mean, I think it matters.
Well, sure, to the family especially. Here we go. Martin's brother later identified
it's
the
frowned
petitioner as
being... It's frowned upon, though, but I don't think it's incest, right?
He was later identified as 21-year-old nephew, Dennis, who said that he'd had a sexual relationship with his uncle, who had become abusive after the romance ended around 8 weeks ago. Sanchez, who is the son of Martin's half-sister, Vanessa, and Martin vehemently denied the allegations via his lawyer. Okay, so it's a nephew of age...
Right.
And that was the accusation. Then I'm just looking here for the allegations went to court on Thursday, but the case was dismissed after Sanchez dropped the claims against his uncle. In a statement that was released after the case was thrown out, Martin's attorney maintained that Sanchez had made the allegations up because he is a troubled individual. Boy, just as we had anticipated, the temporary protection order was not extended by the court, the statement says. So that, I mean, look, if you... First of all, that went quick. I guess maybe we found out about it later.
Right, sure.
If TMZ found out about it last week. But still, that goes all the way to court. And then you're like, I'm dropping the charges. I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but he says he feared for his safety and all that. Doesn't that kind of sound like, wouldn't conspiracy theorists be like they scared him into, you know, not talking anymore? I don't know.
I'm not afraid of Ricky Martin.
That's my thing, I guess. I mean, but, you know, he said that he was
all the people who could walk in here right now and be like, hey,
right.
Are you Ricky Martin?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
He looks good. I mean, I don't know how old these pictures
here.
Are, but he looks good. Well, that's good, Ricky.
You're the Menudo guy? Get out of here. I'm more scared of J.C. Chaze than I am Ricky Martin.
So impressed of that, Robert.
I don't even know really who that is, but I know the name.
You just did that, and you pronounced it right.
Thank you very much.
JC.
Thank you.
I can't. JC should
don't
have been
say
a star.
You don't know who that is. It's clearly
well, I know.
Your
I think
favorite.
He's got a beard, but I don't know if he was in NSYNC or Menudo or Backstreet Boys, but I know. He was one who got in trouble. I think that's why I know him.
Right? In trouble? No.
J.C. Chazet?
He was in NSYNC.
He was NSYNC, but he was...
I think he might have gotten in trouble.
He was really good looking. I thought he was going to be the star, and then Justin Timberlake just...
Yeah,
I had all my
did.
Stock
he
in
was,
J.C.
He was the second star.
Yeah.
I don't think he got in trouble. Mm.
What kind of trouble are you thinking of?
I don't know. I could just if the name sticks out
you're
to
thinking
me,
of the troublemaker, the one in NSYNC with the braids and the baggy pants. What was his name, Julia? He was the troublemaker.
My grandma loved that was her favorite.
Your grandma?
Yeah,
loved
she loved him. His name was Chris Kirkpatrick. You could get your ass kicked.
You can get your ass kicked by Chris Kirkpatrick. That's right. There you go.
There you go.
In Moby, you could get stumped by Obi.
Every boy band has to have the bad boy.
Right.
And
I thought that was J.C. Chazet.
I don't think, did Chris Kirkpatrick get in trouble, or did we just think he did because of that line?
I'm just thinking that Laszlo thought he did because he looks like such a badass, you know, because he looks like the kind, he's the troublemaker in the group, I would assume.
Can we Google J.C. Chazet, and is he...
See what he's up to?
Does he have a police record? That's what I need to know. Does he have a criminal record?
Just type him in and then go to news, and that's usually where you can figure it out.
And if you go to their wikis, a lot of times it'll say, you know, controversies or legal trouble. I'm looking
the only thing
it
I
now.
See is that Justin Timberlake celebrated brother J.C. Chazet's birthday. They're not brothers, but
It's a brotherhood being an
like
instinct.
You two.
His bro.
Yeah. His bro. And then every hot guy you grow up loving is now 40 or older. Seems pretty harmless. Okay. Oh, and then was he adopted?
I don't know how I know him, but I know him.
Yeah, and I tried looking up, nope. Never mind. This is famous Disney stars who've been arrested. I don't know why that came up with JC. I don't see anything here about him being in trouble. I wonder who Laszlo's thinking of. Are you thinking of somebody
in Backstreet Boys?
It could be.
Aaron,
right?
Aaron wasn't in Backstreet Boys.
But his brother
That's
was.
Nick's brother. That family is kind of wild.
Okay.
So maybe one of them.
Yeah, I think it could be that he's thinking of Aaron. Or
AJ was on Celebrity Rehab back in the day, but he's a good man.
Oh, he was?
He's a good man.
AJ from Backstreet Boys was on Celebrity
he's
Rehab?
He's a
good man. When I think of him, I think you're a good man. You're a good man.
My boss ran into him.
It's funny to say that about somebody. I'll tell you what, he's a good man.
Because, you know, when I think of AJ, my boss ran into him a couple years ago at, this Italian place in Chicago, and he knows I love the Backstreet Boys, so answer my FaceTime and it's AJ.
Oh, that's nice.
And
but I love the way instead of like a nice guy or he's cool.
He's a good man.
He's a good man, a good solid man. He should run for senator one day. He's a good man.
I believe
in the things he says.
I hope he didn't do anything terrible. I don't think so though. He's a good man.
What was he addicted to on Celebrity Rehab? Was it porn? Was it marijuana?
No, I think it's a good old coke.
Oh, the expensive stuff. Well, he had money
Wait,
to do
let
it.
Me make sure, because that's a thing to say.
I'm looking him up right now.
Oh, yeah, no, if I type in AJ Coke, things come up.
Okay. Mm. Well, if you've got the money for it.
Well, I don't know how I know J.C. Chazet. Was he on TV, maybe?
No. He was on, he judged something.
Maybe that's how I know
he was a judge on something.
Laszlo doesn't watch those contest shows.
No,
though.
But I mean, if he was making news about something.
He might have been on The Voice.
He watches The Kissing Booth. Like, don't be surprised by anything
sure.
he, like, happened to catch.
I did like The Kissing Booth, one and two. I haven't made it to three yet, though. And I have not started The Summer I Look Pretty. But I got a whole weekend.
You do?
Yep.
So I started it, and I've been waiting because we were supposed to watch it together.
I'll get caught up tonight.
Okay.
And I'm going to look up the biggest troublemakers in all boy
in
bands.
In boy bands. That's
and then
that's,
we can do, go
we
through
go.
A list.
Oh,
you know,
that would
I think
be nice.
Be a good
that
discussion.
Would be nice.
And Julia, know these
and
people.
And I'll make my own list of the top good men.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.